Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm speaking with Tracy Swan. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Paul?
Okay, good. Well, we got a press release that says 6,000 expected to walk MS, New York City, I guess that's multiple sclerosis, to raise funds for multiple sclerosis research. And this is all good. It's actually happening this Sunday, the 17th, at Pier 26 here in Manhattan. And Tracy, you work with Macy's, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what do you do over there?
I actually direct all of the print production for the Macy's visual team.
Oh, wow. So can you come work with us, too, and help us? No. Now, Macy's must keep you busy. I think they have a ton of stores, don't they, worldwide?
Yes, we are with Bloomingdale's, over 800 stores nationwide.
Wow, that's fantastic. And a great, great organization. Does an immense amount of outreach into the community, and we love the parade, and I've even marched in it. It's a good thing. So now you're, I believe you have MS, is that right?
That's correct. I was diagnosed in 2008.
Okay, and you were, I guess, a little older, I guess, when that happened? I don't want to presume anything.
Well, hopefully not that much older. I was about 36 at the time.
No, oh, that's what, in essence, I guess. I didn't know how to say it. So you were at 36. So until 36, everything was good with your body and everything was 100%, or did you see some indications of
At the time, I saw no indications, had no idea.
Oh.
That it was nearly out of the blue that anything happened. I was at work one Friday. My left hand and my left leg weren't quite normal. I thought it might be just a simple pinch nerve. By the next Tuesday, I woke up in the morning and I was completely numb on my left side, out of the blue. No idea what was going on.
Thanks. And so you did what immediately?
Immediately that pinched nerve that I thought I had, that I made the appointment with a neurologist, I quickly called him and said, I need to get in there right now. And it took him about 10 minutes of doing some little coordination activities to tell me, okay, you need to go to the hospital. So from that point, it was just a battery of tests and specialists and everything to try to figure out what exactly was going on. And then from there, about a month and a half of all of this, I finally was told I needed to go see an MS neurologist specialist, and it took him about 10 minutes to tell me that I had MS.
Yeah, and so how has it affected you?
Well, at the time, obviously, with having an entire, numb left side, I had to go through occupational therapy, physical therapy. There's no history of it in my family, which, if anyone knows anything about MS, is very common. So I had no history to look at, no idea what this meant for me. Going forward, I did get full use of my left side back, which is great. So, anybody who would look at me would think nothing was wrong whatsoever. There is no indications of it physically on me, which is another challenge for most of us who are battling inside because there's nothing on the outside telling anyone something's wrong. For me, it's just a day-to-day making sure that I'm being careful and aware of what is, I believe, to be too much and what I can handle.
In what sense? Lifting? Walking? What?
Even something as simple as doing the laundry, like going up and down two flights of stairs, how many times am I doing that before I need to take a break? Or, I'm not doing any marathons, but that's me personally. There's a lot of people who can do them, but they might need a couple of days rest afterwards to catch up. Used to love amusement parks. They don't love me anymore. All the spinning makes me a little crazy. And the beach, not my friend. A lot of people with MS have challenges with the summer, with the heat. It, makes all of our symptoms more alive and exacerbated. And I personally sometimes have a problem with the cold too, that I will feel the initial symptoms coming back on, where my left side will feel tight or tingly.
Wow. So now you have a lot of support, right? Do I understand this right? And
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, first and foremost, my family is a huge support. Like, they are behind me 100%. And even though they can't see what's going on, they know that if I say I can't do it, there is no question about it. I can't do it. I know better. And I'm very fortunate that my job and my team and all of my supervisors are huge supporters of everything that I do around here and very aware about my situation. And I mean, there's 70 of us, I think more than 70 of us now walking on Sunday. And a lot of those are Macy's employees, my coworkers and friends here. So it's amazing.
Wow. That's really inspirational.
Yeah.
By far. So have you walked in this event before?
This will be my third year. I actually started this team in New York using Macy's as my team backup 3 years ago in 2014, when I realized we didn't have a team here in the city area. And I have promoted it and supported it and had it grow to where it is this year.
Wow. All righty. Well, congratulations and helping to bring more awareness of MS and for being so brave to share your own personal experience and with it. Let me just ask you two last quick questions.
Yeah.
One last question. One question is, what's good news for you?
What's good news for me? I think what's good news for me is that I do have such a support team behind me between friends, family, and coworkers. I am so excited that there are going to be 6,000 people out there on Sunday, knowing that we are all there to help, you know, promote and support this great cause and getting the funds that we need to keep going with new medicines and technology. And just the hope that we are going to tackle this and put an end to it one day.
It's beautiful. And the last question, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, my gosh.
We're playing about with world peace. I'm sorry, but it's a big thing.
You know, it's a really great question. And I think what peace is to me is, you know, that we all realize that everybody is here on the same level. Nobody is any better than the next person. We all need to understand that everybody's equalities in life are the same equalities, and everybody deserves all of the same ones. There are no differences. Hello?
I thank you so much. I'm sorry. Please, however we can support you, you're very inspiring, and I look forward to meeting you at some time. So if you need anything, please reach out to us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Paul.
Great,
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.